Read through the entire set of directions below. Ask questions through email or in class if you aren't sure what to do. Number 2. Download this file. That means you have to click on those blue letters and then save it to your OneDrive. Please remember to rename it with your own name. Number 3. Now begin looking at the following resources to find answers for your handout. Do not plagiarize. That means don't copy it word for word. You should finish the first part before you begin the FAQs on your PET. So I've given you 8 resources: Classification PowerPoint, BrainPop Junior Classification, Using Dichotomous Keys, Practice Using a Dichotomous Key, Video Classification, Classification Practice, More Classification Practice, Even More Practice. On scrap paper, brainstorm what you'd like your PET to look like. Using the information you have just learned, classify which kingdom your animal is in. Be sure to read the handout carefully. If you are confused, please ask for help. Number 5. Now begin working on the Designer Pet FAQ sheet. It was the second part of the handout that you downloaded before. Use all the resources provided to help you. You must answer the FAQs first, because your grade is going to be based on the handouts, not the model. Number 6. Choose how you want to create a model of your pet. It could be out of Legos, natural materials like twigs, leaves, stones. It could be craft supplies, fabric, paper, cardboard, or even a 3D model. You could do a stuffed animal that you cut and add things to. Or you could use Tinkercad. Please take into consideration everything that you learned on and included on your FAQ sheet. If you decide to choose Tinkercad, number 7, if you choose Tinkercad, see Mrs. Powell or Ms. Minturn to get information on how to export your model using an STL file so that it can be printed. After you receive your 3D model, be sure to paint and or mark or color it. Take into consideration camouflage and realistic coloring. If you use flamboyant colors, like hot pink and glow-in-the-dark green, be sure you can explain how that helps the animal survive. Number 8. Download a copy of the evaluation rubric and score yourself on how well you did. You will need to turn this in with your handouts as your final project. The PET will be needed for the presentation only. It will not be collected. Number 9. Be ready to present and turn in your new designer PET on the due date. Options for presenting include: you may present in person. No preparation necessary, but you do need to bring your PET and your handout. You may videotape yourself if for some reason you're going to be absent, or if presenting in front of the class isn't something that is your strong point, please see me or Ms. Minturn and we will arrange a time for you to be videotaped. Again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. The sooner you ask them, the better.